My name is Mary Doherty, and this book that we're going to talk about reminded me a lot of an experience I had as a mom starting a contemporary classics book group for sixth graders. And one of the books that we had them read as a contemporary classic was called Tuck Everlasting. And it too was a magical book about a younger, but younger girl's story, discovering a family with a magical, complicated, regrettable immortality. So I think it's interesting when people write about immortality, and it's quite frequent. But back to Addie LaRue, this is a fantasy novel, and this immortality tale is called The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. It was published in 2020 by and written by an American novelist named Victoria Elizabeth. She goes by V.E. Schwab. It is Miss Schwab's sixth novel, reviewed quite well by the big reviewers, New York Times. And she is a continuing, quite an emerging author with fresh, young ideas and a fabulous, that is to say, fable-like writing style. A wise woman elder in Vionne warns a 23-year-old about to be married that she should never call on the old gods after dark, which, of course, Addie does. But it's on the night before she is to be married, and one of those old gods appears before her to make a deal. He's young and handsome, and the deal goes a long time. The book follows the story of Addie and her 300-plus year struggle after making this Faustian deal with this devil-like god, but they continue to refer to him as a god, small g, whom she eventually calls Luke, L-U-C, conjuring Lucifer. Addie continues through the years to want freedom and adventure, and agrees in exchange to accept an inability to ever be remembered. And it is that element that will define Addie's legacy throughout her adventures, good and bad. The deal is set to end when Addie gets tired of the bargain and gives herself over to Luke. She's desperate to escape the mundane, passionless existence of the mid 1700s in Vionne, France. So, young and naive, Addie LaRue makes this deal with this dark, mysterious god for freedom and time. Thus, she avoids marrying and fulfills her desire for more. More life, more experience, more knowledge, and not the drudgery she sees in marriage in her 18th century rural village. But never to be remembered, barely to be seen, is an exacting price. Addie has no history, no real relationships, no money to tender, and seemingly little human context, real human context, in her endlessly lonely but very interesting life. And so we experience Addie moving with sometimes compelling detail through the 300 years. The rest of the 1700s into the 18 and 1900s, through periods of existence, through abject poverty, across continents, during war, through interesting art and compelling people with whom she cannot really tell her story or keep her possessions or buy things for herself, or and on and on and on. Addie LaRue creates a life of imagining, observing, stealing, and sneaking in order to move forward. The devil god continues to appear periodically, but quite randomly, sometimes annually, sometimes not for years, and Addie always denies him his wish for her to give herself over to him, to relinquish her life and her soul. Eventually, the two enter into a long couple relationship, but she will still not give in. Addie arrives in contemporary New York City in an indie bookstore and attempts to steal a copy of the Odyssey written in Greek. She is a compelling woman. Henry, the bookstore clerk, catches her stealing the book, but he's fascinated and decides to let her and the book go. Remarkably, Addie later returns to the store, and here's the aha, Henry remembers her. Addie experiences her first being remembered, and it's powerful. They date, but after none of Henry's friends can remember her, Addie tells him her secret. And in return, Henry tells a secret he too made with the devil. His only 1 year ago, and only for 1 year. He'd been jilted again, and he just wanted to be loved, so his deal was only for that year. And in time, everybody loved him. His exes wanted him back. He got jobs he wasn't qualified for, and he really enjoyed that. But the secret loomed, and it's about to be up at the point at which Henry will die. So Henry feels only Addie has really seen him for who he is, and she feels the same. Henry begins to write Addie's story. Addie summons Luke, asking him to release Henry, and you can imagine the rest. It's a fantastical book with lots of food for thought and a bunch of historical and art references that are interesting and detailed to boot. And so the question of immortality continues to be of interest, I suspect forever, for human beings. Books and locations pairs a beautifully magical, fantastic place in the Quileute Third Beach and closer to home at Madison Falls, both of which are timeless and magical and beautiful. Both special imagination-inspiring places and close to home for us. Ms. Schwab is popular now and a maturing writer. I will follow her career with interest because I suspect there are wonderful things to come.